Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
There it is, recognizable music that we played every single week during the basketball season that was for the Colorado State Rams. That music belonged, well, of course, to the show, the David Roddy show that we aired and had a great time with throughout the course of the hoop season. Gotta play it every time we get you on, David. I hope it's gonna be several more times. I know with the big news last week with you staying in the NBA draft, my man, we're proud of you, pumped for you. Thank you so much for jumping on the show today, my friend.
Thank you, Brady. I'm super, super glad to be back.
Oh, man. Any time, dude. And I was tweeting. I was half joking, half serious. We could do an NBA-style version of the David Roddy show. I'm not going to turn that down.
No. We'll definitely have to figure it out with the crazy schedule and everything, yes. But I'm more than happy to do it.
I know. That schedule is going to be a lot crazier than it was. We juggled a lot of things during the college season. But all right, David, let's get into it, man. It's a bittersweet thing, I know, for fans. I mean, the main consensus, though, is, you know what? It sucks we won't get to see him in a Rams uniform. But, David, man, good for you. You're awesome. We only wish you the best. That is the majority of Rams fans. That's kind to be cool for you to see that. You're not getting a whole heck of a lot of just like, oh, this was a terrible decision, blah. I mean, you're going to get some of that, sure. But, man, it just seems like more often than not, the Rams diehards are just happy for you.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing feeling. The true Ram fans have just showed me support over the past 3 years. And, they will continue to support me and my future career. But, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody for, the kind words. And, I'm just blessed that I could be able to, impact so many people. And I really hold that to, high standard. And I love that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, you're a genuine guy. I knew that from day one. David Roddy joining us now. David, we're going to ask you a few questions. And again, you can go kind of into as much detail as you want or can. How about this one for you first? Was there a set day? Was there a set time, a set discussion that you had where you go, okay, boom, I've made my decision? Or was this over the course of that time? I mean, we talked to you, a couple of months ago or whatever, and you said you were going to take that time to figure it out within workouts. But was there an aha moment for you when you said, I am going to stay in the NBA draft? I'm going to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I think it was really just the culmination of just the entire process. I've been, battling with, both ideas of, coming back and staying in, again, weighing my options as well. It wasn't really a set time. I just kind of had the idea, probably a week prior or a few days prior. And I really just had to kind of sit with it and really kind of ask myself, is this really what I want to do? Is this really what's best for me? So I just had to pretty much trust myself and, again, just a lot of prayer and consideration through the process. But, it's super, super, it's very bittersweet. It's sad to leave early, but also exciting to go achieve my dream.
Well, and David, it's huge. I mean, David Roddy, NBA. I mean, you say that out loud, it just sounds crazy, I'm sure. But when going through this process and the decision and everything, when you were told, I mean, obviously you were told a lot of different things. You were told, we think you can go here, here, here. How much can you give us on that, David? I mean, obviously people are telling you things like, hey, we think you're good enough to go here, maybe in the first round, maybe late first round, maybe early second round. Obviously you were hearing a lot of that, right? Because that was going into the decision.
Yeah, I would say so. Again, my trend has been going upwards for most of the pre-draft process. So I think I was just more comfortable with, the organizations that were interested in me and just what, the talks that my agents have been having with, certain teams and just overall the consensus was really positive in my favor. And so I think that's really what, kind of led me towards that, decision. But again, it's nothing but positive, constructive criticism as well. So, I think I'm in a good spot. I don't know where I'll land, but you know, that's the exciting part as well.
Are you thinking you'll go? I mean, is this to the point where it's like it's got to be first round for me? Or, you know, if we do drift into the second round, are you still pretty thrilled with that?
Yeah, you know, I'll be thrilled with really either. You know, again, the area that I'm pretty much wanted at, you know, they're all great organizations that I would fit well in. And so I think that's really what's best for me. If it's first round, that's amazing. If it's second round, it you know, it's going to be to a great organization that, you know, has hopefully already a plan for me to develop and to play. So, you know, I think that's really what I'm focusing on, you know, at most is, you know, going to the right organization, hopefully.
We're talking to David Roddy, who is staying in the NBA draft. He will be drafted. Cannot wait to see where you're going. I have my preferences, obviously, my personal preferences, David, but that doesn't matter, of course. But I know you're just ready to get out there and rock and roll and take your game to the next level. Talk about the decision to not come back to Colorado State, because you're one of those guys, man. I mean, you hear a lot of guys that say, oh, I'm sad to not go back. I love that place. I'm forever this, whatever the logo is. You're that guy. When I hear you say it, when I read your quotes, I'm like, he means every dang word of that. You will always be a Ram. It was a difficult decision. How close were you in this process to just saying, you know what, let's run it back. Let's get back with Isaiah Stevens and Nico Medved and Ali Farogmanesh. Let's just run this thing back and see if we can go back-to-back March Madness trips.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty close. Again, it was just, you know, the amazing relationships that I have with, you know, my coaches, Coach Ali and Coach Medved and the rest of the guys. You know, that was definitely in the conversation of, you know, having those, you know, sold out crowds from the beginning of the season, having, you know, those national televised games, and, you know, again, trying to compete for Mountain West Championship again, and also a, you know, an NCAA tournament berth. So, you know, that was all in consideration, and you know, it was definitely for sure the hardest decision of my life to kind of say no to that, and to again trust myself and believe in myself within, you know, with my future. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a very, very tough and emotional day when I, you know, broke the news to them, but you know, they were always super supportive of me, and you know, we're very, very excited for me as well. So, you know, I love those guys, and you know, I'll be here as long as I can, you know, and visit as much as I can, you know, throughout my career. And you know, again, I just love Fort Collins and I love Colorado State.
David, how much of it too did you look at and say, okay, great, we did really well this year? That was, I mean, even as well as Colorado State did, at the end, we were still like, okay, how many more wins do they need? I mean, you even on the air were like, dude, I'm not saying we're in until we are officially in. When you looked at that process and go, okay, man, there's a lot of things that still got to go right for us, and who knows where my stock will be? Did that ever come into consideration where you're like, maybe this is right, the stock is right where I want it to be right now as far as where I'm sitting with the NBA. I don't want to mess with that. Now, I mean, again, I think you'd only have a better year with Colorado State, but was there any part in your brain where it's like, I don't want to push it. I'm already there. I'm at this stage. I love CSU, but I'm there. I don't want to push it at this stage.
That's a good question. It was weighing both options. I think both options took a leap of faith either way.
Yeah.
You know, again, my, you know, I've been, you know, kind of thrusted into the limelight a little bit, you know, on the national scale with, you know, just, again, my workouts and, you know, people watching film with me. You know, if I went back, again, you'll have to, the hypothetical of, oh, he's a year older. What if he doesn't do the same thing he did? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of hypotheticals going either way. And so I kind of just really just had to trust myself and find peace with whatever decision I ended up with. And that was to, you know, stay in the draft. And, you know, that was definitely in consideration, but I tried not to worry or focus on that as much, because that can, you know, limit your performance and limit your, you know, development, you know, during the pre-draft process. So I tried not to worry about that. you know, really at all, and just really just enjoy the moment.
But I think that's a great point by you. And again, who better to enjoy the moment than you? You're that guy. But I think that's a great point because it is a leap of faith either way you go. Because if you say, all right, I want to go back to Colorado State, we're going to run this back. So many things could happen, dude. Like, God forbid you get hurt. Maybe another key player gets hurt, you know, again, and you're not able to get to that point where you were, whatever. Maybe the numbers look different. You're still the same player, but the numbers do speak out to those scouts and to those NBA guys. And then on the other hand, it's a leap of faith. If you say, man, could I go back to CSU? Maybe we go even further. Maybe it jumps up. So I certainly didn't envy the decision by you. I knew it was going to be tough, and I knew you were the kind of guy that was just going to take it so hard and really go through all the variables. But man, I didn't want to be in your court at that point as far as making that decision. I knew the right one was coming, though, no matter what you did.
Yeah, I know. And that's the, you know, it's a, again, super, super tough decision. But I think it's what's best for myself and, you know, even CSU, you know, now I can go to the next level and represent, you know, Colorado State, and hopefully, you know, announcers don't, you know, announce at Colorado like they usually do, but, you know, kind of, you know, put another mid-major on the spotlight. And so, you know, I'm just very excited for the future of just for myself and for the team and just the culture, because I know that this is an amazing program and I think one of the best programs in the country to, you know, be a part of. And I was just, again, blessed with, you know, 3 years here and I love it.
I looked at it like this, David. I said, you know, short-term bummer for CSU for next year, not getting to have David Roddy. But the big picture, the long-term is, yes, you're going to go out. You're representing Colorado State. There is nobody better to do that at this level than you. Because, again, your love of the coaching staff, your love of Fort Collins and Colorado State and your teammates. So that part, I know Rams fans are just absolutely thrilled about. What do you think about this roster, David, on the CSU side? And then I'll finish with some a quick NBA question or two. You talk so highly of your teammates all the time, you know, the Isaiah Stevens of the world. There was some changes, though. A few different guys moved on, or, you know, Chandler Jacobs ran out of eligibility. That's just kind of how it goes. John Tonje's a big player on this team. Jalen Lake, you've talked very highly of on your show throughout the year. So what do you think of this roster? Do you think, I mean, without you, this team's going to be able to get back to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that. Again, you know, just because I'm gone doesn't mean the entire program is gone. You know, Coach Medved is still there, and the rest of the guys are still there that, you know, built the program and flipped it on its head. So, you know, again, I have complete confidence in these guys. You know, we added, you know, four new guys, you know, this year, Patrick, Josiah, Tavy, and Jack Payne. So, again, those guys are, you know, guys that can, you know, have a potential to play a lot of minutes. You know, again, there's, you know, just certain ways to, you know, compete and win games, and Coach Medved and the guys know how to do that. You know, they're a veteran team as well. And again, you know, it's going to be another great year for Mountain West basketball as well. You know, as teams, you know, teams like San Diego State or Wyoming, you know, get, you know, more out of the transfer portal. You know, some guys are returning as well. So it's going to be a very, very exciting season. And you know, CSU is going to be competing for, you know, another Mountain West championship and another NCAA tournament berth. And so, man, I have 100% confidence in my guys. And, you know, Isaiah Stevens is going to, you know, again, lead us like he always does, and, you know, compete his heart out, as well as, you know, again, I think there's going to be a lot of breakout seasons, you know, with John Tonje and, you know, other guys, Jalen Lake as well. You know, those guys are ready to step up.
Yeah, and a great group, as you mentioned, all those guys and that coaching staff. I mean, we'll be excited to follow along. I know you'll be doing so from wherever you are. I've seen a couple of your interviews, David, and read a few things about your workouts. I know Toronto, the Pacers, the Magic, a few of those. Portland, which is, I believe you worked out with Portland on Thursday, if I'm correct. What can you tell us about how you're feeling? I mean, do you know anything like one way or the other? Is there one team that you feel went a little bit better as far as those interviews and the workouts and such? Or is it still kind of just all so much up in the air, you're not quite sure who it's going to be come draft day?
Yeah, you know, again, I don't know who it's going to be. You know, the teams do a great job of, you know, trying to keep it as ambiguous as possible. And so, you know, it's just, you know, they don't try to, you know, tell me the truth, because, again, it's you know, they're not allowed to. So It's always, all of them have been positive. And again, it's just awesome to, experience that and, just be within the organization and learn about, their history as well as, what they need as a team and everything. And so, it's always awesome just to, meet the GMs and the owners and have, conversations with them. It's a surreal experience. And so, again, I'm just trying to do my best and do my best in these workouts and hopefully a team that, values me and wants me to play, or just wants me to be there, will choose me. So I'm excited for that.
What I think is fun about the draft process too is there's a lot of times where teams work out guys they want. There's a lot of teams where they want a guy and they don't work him out because you haven't worked out for every single team, right, David? So there's still some teams out there that might be looking at you, but they're playing that game where they're like, we don't want to show that we're interested. So you're getting a taste of all of that, kind of the posturing and politicking that goes into the NBA draft too.
Yeah. It's a business, it's definitely very interesting. There's a lot of stories that guys, got drafted by teams that they didn't even work out for. They had no idea that they would even be interested. And so it's definitely a unique experience. And again, it's going to be a big surprise come draft night.
All right, my man, David, we're so proud of you, dude. It's been so great to work with you on the radio show, to follow you in your career and everything. And we just wish you nothing but the best. And when time allows, don't be a stranger. We want to follow up on the career and we'll be paying it. I cannot wait for this draft. This has been the most excited I've ever been about the NBA draft. And I just can't wait to see where you end up, my man.
Absolutely, Brady. Thank you so much.
All right, David. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Go Ren.
All right, man. There's David Roddy. He's great guy, an amazing dude, no doubt about it. He's one of the good ones. He's getting drafted. You do have the naysayers that are like, oh, I don't even know if he's going to get drafted, and this is going to prove to be a bad move. He will get drafted. He couldn't answer this, Jades. He couldn't answer this, but somebody told him something that gave him all, I don't want to say a sure thing. There's no such thing as a sure thing in sports. But somebody somewhere gave him enough insight and information to lead him to believe that he will be drafted late in the first round, early in the second round. Otherwise, I don't think he makes that decision. So there you go. 49 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. We'll move from an exciting thing with David Roddy to a very, very ugly thing. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.